It's Wednesday, January 2nd, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a vote of 220 to 183, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation on December 20th to reverse a year-old law that calls for churches to file tax returns for the first time in American history. But it appears unlikely that the effort will go any further in this Congress, reports the Baptist Press. The tax bill, accounting and compliance costs to churches, is estimated to be $1.7 billion over 10 years. The annual report of abortions in Pennsylvania shows that 30,011 baby boys and baby girls were killed in the Commonwealth in 2017, down from the 30,881 children who were murdered in 2016, a decrease of nearly 3%, reports LifeNews.com. Maria Gallagher, legislative director for the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, said that, quote, technology has created a window to the womb thanks to advancements in ultrasound. Women are much more likely to choose life for their babies if they view an ultrasound, end quote. Looking back on 2018, here are the top five religious freedom battles won last year, according to the Christian Post. Number one, the City Council of Atlanta voted to pay $1.2 million to former Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, who had been fired in 2015, for handing out his 162-page book to about a dozen employees. The book, which he wrote for a men's Bible study on his own time, had a very brief mention of his Christian beliefs on homosexuality and called it a perversion. Number two, in a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June that California cannot force pro-life pregnancy centers to violate their religious or conscious beliefs by promoting abortion and other birth control measures they oppose in their centers. Number three, after being punished by the state of Colorado for refusing to bake a custom cake for a homosexual wedding in 2012, Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop was vindicated by a 7-2 Supreme Court ruling. Number four, in June, the U.S. Supreme Court vacated a Washington State Supreme Court ruling against Baron L. Stutzman, a Christian grandma florist who was fined for refusing to provide floral arrangements for a homosexual wedding. And number five, Asiya Bibi, the Pakistani Christian mother of five, was acquitted of a death sentence by hanging after being imprisoned for 8 years for insulting Islam in an argument. Pakistan's blasphemy laws are regularly criticized by international human rights advocates who say it is often abused by Muslims to settle scores or persecute non-Muslim religious minorities. Luke 6:22 says, "Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. told the Washington Post that it's immoral for evangelical leaders not to support Donald Trump in a lengthy interview regarding his biblical worldview and his love for the president. He said, quote, "It may be immoral for them not to support him because he's got African-American employment to record highs, Hispanic employment to record highs. They need to look at what the president did for the poor," end quote. An off-duty police officer tipped off authorities this past Sunday when he spotted a man who may have been on his way to commit a church massacre in Seguin, Texas. The witness said he first saw the man who was carrying a firearm and ammunition and, quote, "wearing tactical-style clothing and a surgical face shield," end quote. The Seguin Gazette reports that police arrested 33-year-old Tony Albert, who allegedly told them he was on his way to an unidentified church to, quote, "fulfill a prophecy," end quote. The potential attacker was only a few hundred feet away from the Door Christian Fellowship. He was arrested about 10 minutes before the worship service was set to begin. And finally, for every regular blood donation, 3 lives can be saved. An ordinary plasma donation can save 18. But James Harrison of Sydney, Australia, is no ordinary blood donor. His blood has helped save the lives of 2.4 million babies, reports TheAge.com. Dubbed the man with the golden arm, 81-year-old Harrison has donated blood plasma 1,173 times over 60 years. His blood contains a potent antibody used to create a remarkable treatment known as anti-D that protects unborn babies from the potentially deadly HDN disease. HDN killed thousands of Australian babies every year before Australian scientists made a breakthrough discovery in the 1960s. They realized they could head off HDN by injecting RH mothers with low levels of donated RHD immunoglobulin. The antibodies mop up any RH-positive blood cells without harming the baby. Harrison produces the rare combination of RHD-negative blood and RH-positive antibodies naturally, making him the ideal donor. Robin Barlow said, quote, "It's an enormous thing. He has saved millions of babies. I cry just thinking about it," end quote. Harrison has been living out Mark 12:31, which says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.